I guess specifically two things that just pop into my mind. One, which seems like a basic I could tap in anywhere, would be the technological. I'm still learning, like, okay, how do you copy from here and then send an email there? Just the basic usage of doing programs and emailings and sendings on the computer, like running the actual site.
I have a
Okay.
solution for you. Here's what my coach taught me. We call it working on your business and not working in your business. If it's not your strength, right now you can go to hiremymom.com. You can go to Elance.com. There's a couple of others, Odesk, I think, combined with Elance. There are millions and millions of what are called virtual assistants. You can hire one. You gotta get to know them better. You gotta screen them. Like I said, you don't want to hire one like my virtual assistant. So basically, they're begging God for you. This is what I talk about creating economy and jobs. They're begging God, "Hey God, can you?" They're asking for $3. I'm like, oh my God. Some of them are asking for $3.58 an hour, and they will work. So you can literally find $50 this week. Test one of your virtual assistants by hiring them on a project basis and say, "Hi, my name is Summer. I'm starting a new business and I would like for you." I didn't know this until my coach taught me. I thought like to hire help, it would be, because that's why I'm saying like my banner, all these work that is getting done. My virtual assistant, God bless her, Sheila, she did it all within 2 days. Because she's great, she's masterful. I can pass your information when you're ready, but she has a little bit of a stiff upfront fee. So, I don't know, but her tail end fee is good every month, so maybe, I could help you out there. But she's Sheila, she's great. But you can go hire and interview someone, and you want the skills you want, like email, mass email marketing, customer marketing, social media, branding. You can go to
Okay,
Fiverr, Fiverr.com for $5,
great.
because God is giving us, and that's what one of the secrets to cosmic accounting that all of you are going to be getting is that, I don't know if I could put this one out there yet. Maybe I will. When I communicated with the Andromedans, the beings, they said to me, and I don't know if this is true or not, because I just can tell you what I heard and what I, there were beings that appeared to me on the top of Bell Rock. I was in deep meditation in 2008. They were in blue orbs, and they said, we're in the third hierarchy next to God, and we are responsible for all money and finances on planet Earth, and we're going to be taking back the power from Earth from the evil factions, and we're going to be placing money back in the currency in the hands of people. And somehow Indira was supposed to be part of this shift. That's why I want to reach 2 billion people. Now, cosmic accounting, I talked about service. There was a lot I talked about in this program that these beings have literally downloaded into me and taught me, and they said the new money is currency being of service. That's why I'm asking you, where are you struggling? If I can solve your problem on the call, I'll solve it on the call. I mean, I'm going to have to go on to interview everyone else. If I have to, I'll add another call and I'll interview later, but I don't want to shortchange anyone. I don't mind giving a little bit more. Anyways, a virtual assistant, you can post a job, and it's very simple. You just put your name and job, have a budget. You don't have to worry. Like for us, it was a little bit more stressful because we wanted to hire like for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, but you can hire someone for a project basis and let them, like Henry Ford said, why, and I talked about this before, today we have Ford, it's still here because of the same principle. Why should I go and learn how to do these things when I can hire someone else to do it that's masterful at it? Learn to create jobs for other people and the universe will take care of your business. Learn to, I hire a lot of consultants and a lot of different things because as our business is growing, their business is growing, right? And if you can just start with a virtual assistant for like, literally there's some on there for $5, $3, $4 an hour. I mean, they're asking for nothing and they speak perfect English and they're super smart. So you want to be able to outsource. Now, is there anything else that you needed? So that would be a great solution for you.
The other thing was just the continuation of the spiritual connection, specifically like we had talked about with the group that I'm just starting out with, the 15 women. You know, I'll be leading meditations and
Let's do this. We started that this week, and that's super important because I called it in the beginning of this call. How many women do you have in your group?
Two groups of 15 total, so 30 altogether.
You have 30 already. I called that in the beginning. I saw that psychically. One of your groups, and I'm calling this way before, if you do it right, will multiply. I don't know if they will all stay with you, but on a psychic level, I see that the group, the inner circle, the inner core, is going to stay with you long term, and they're all going to be growing, and I have a really, 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 really good feeling about what you're doing. What I would like to do is next week we have a one-on-one. I will record it again with you, and I'll spend, you know, an hour, 2 hours, whatever you need. I'll answer all of those details because it may be specific to your group. Today I want to move on next to you know, Ram, and then after that I want to talk to Quincy, and I just wanted to get you guys' journey, and if that's the help you need, I may be able to create a win-win and a referral program or a continuity, depending on, you know, what I can do, you can do. We'll work out the details, but I love to talk with you one-on-one and help you with that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I just want to text me a picture of the car, and I want you in the picture, please, because that means a lot. Because when the angels do their job, I give them sugar and milk. I swear to God, I kid you not. They're going to get honey, sugar, milk, and chocolate for your car. So I feed my angels. Lord Ganesha loves milk, sweets. This is Indian culture. They love sweet stuff. So I'm going to go out. I promise you. I'm going to get a ton of sugar. I'm going to get milk, and I'm going to put honey in there, and I'm going to be like, here you go. You guys won't be able to fly. You can stay on my roof. You can get fat all you want. And because Summer's getting her car, I'm happy. I don't do the work. You do the action steps, but I think that God and the angels actually make it happen. So I'm really happy for you and where you're headed.
Thank you so much.
So are you on the call, Ram? I'd love to talk to you next.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
So simple, you know, I just want to know, like a couple months ago we met, you know, when you got on the call that very first night, I like, again, it's measurement, it's accountability, seeing what changes, transformation has occurred. Some of our coaches call it a hero's journey. I remember you got on and you said you were scared. You were afraid of a lot of things, especially transitioning and other things, not sure. And then you had a big issue, and that was the main reason that I felt it was so important to have you as an honorary member in our group, because I felt that I'd be able to give you so much more here than just the one-on-ones. And so we invited you in. But I remember your concern was, and your question specifically was, should I continue with this product of the development, and, you know, or should you not, and could you handle it? So from that mindset, from the very beginning, I'd love for you to start with maybe there, and then talk about what has occurred, facts. I like to know facts, what physically has happened. Also, when you're done with that, I'd love to know where you're still needing help, what your struggles are. And I also want to talk about a great blessing that came through the Persian woman that I will be meeting on Monday. And I want you to talk about the connection with the Rotary Club in India and the Rotary Club here and making a difference with human trafficking. I feel, in a way, blessed because of my commitment to this group and everyone on an energy level and my travels and other things and my other commitments, I was not physically in the right time and space to be able to take on human trafficking as a nonprofit. I have 13 nonprofits on my waiting list, and as I mentioned, I will take on this nonprofit when the time is right, because I do have to budget my time properly. But I do want you to talk about, because for me, all of this is going, first we're going to have to put the money in the bank, or we're going to have to be successful, we're going to have all those things. But after that, at least 10% is going back to the Devolution Foundation, which will be supporting these orphans and nonprofits and these girls. I wanted to cover the different angles, and I feel so grateful that God, maybe you were there to help me implement, and because once I felt like you were doing it, one of my other coaches was doing that for children in Africa, and his wife has raised over $2 million, and once I saw that, I was like, okay, I could breathe. I don't have to stress myself. When it's my turn, I'll be able to give back millions too, and we'll be able to do great things. But for now, my heart was at peace that, okay, it's one less project I have to handle, because I have, you know, the going up with the Devolution Center for Education and Meditation, and that's the multi-million dollar building project that we initially connected on. So there's a lot I have on my plate, along with my coaching clients and along with the coaching call, along with all these other projects in the book and the product creation we're doing and the podcasting. So there's a lot on my table, but with you taking the bull by the horn, I think that I do want you to spend some time on all of those things we've talked about and really what your journey. And, you know, I don't really care for a miracle, but I just want to know about just human level, just the facts. Where were you? Where are you at? Or have you had a shift? Do you know if you want to do your project? You know, I believe you said $6.5 million came in, things like that. I want you to talk about the different things that have happened, especially where the project was, you know, knowing that this was a 10-year-old project that hadn't picked up momentum, and in the last 90 days, it has picked up momentum. So I want to kind of have you talk about what steps did you take, what action steps did you take, how were you able to get results, how were you able to find a breakthrough, what is happening, and you know, what are you expecting, you know, to come from this from this energy, and what would you like to see happen, you know?
Yeah, sure. Indra, before I could talk about that, I'd like to talk to you about myself and connection with you. If you recall, I called you and met you at Carlsbad first time, along with my partner, who is a developer and also a commercial real estate broker. And we came to you because we wanted to do well-being centers wherever you create well-being centers. At that time, I was ambitious to do welfare centers, well-being centers, not only in Carlsbad, but all over the country. So at the age of 80 years, my enthusiasm to do work for you was absolutely enormous. And then when it came to my own project, which is building apartments in Carlsbad, I started shivering. I said, why should I do this kind of work? For next 2 years, I will be involved in construction while the property has been sitting there for the last 10 years. And why it was sitting 10 years, it was because of the economic downfall in 2006 to almost 2009. And the market was totally dead. So we had to delay the projects. A lot of people went belly up. A lot of people had to sell the land. A lot of people had to forego so much of it. But we stuck to our land, stuck to our beautiful properties, which are right on the Gulf Coast. And we said we want to keep them. And we kept on sustaining and doing it. But when it came to construction, I had cold feet. I said, at this age of life, why should I be doing this 2 years of hard work and build these apartments? I wanted unique apartments. I wanted different apartments. I wanted something which has not been done in that area. And we found that niche, and we started planning on that. But when I met you and discussed this and showed my dismay or kind of disappointment about my own self, that I am not able to build these apartments. I don't think I have energy to do that. I live in Orange County, and I travel every day for 1 hour or 1.5 hours. and manage the property, it kind of it scared me, quite frankly. But you were there, you gave me that confidence and that energy and said, go ahead and do it. And, you know, take the bull by horn, as you said. And then the question was how to raise the money. We went to the bank, my partners went to the bank, we explained everything, and the bank said, yes, we will give you the money after a month or 2 months of struggle. Then the question was, who is the contractor? Then the contractor, we talked to several contractors. The loan was $6.5 million, but the contractor wanted $9 million. And we struggled with the contractor. He brought the prices down. We pointed out some mistakes in his pricing. And when we pointed out one by one mistake, I did that. My contractor got very annoyed that somebody is pointing out his mistakes. He virtually said he didn't want to do my work. Also, the question was of the architect. The architect was appointed, and I told him to give me his estimate of work, and he wanted to charge me $330,000 just to do the design, which again was showing a lot of greed and a lot of unethical pricing system. And I rejected that. I said, outright, I'm not going to do that. So now, today, I don't have an architect and I don't have a contractor. How do I proceed? I am not discouraged at all about, I still know that I have other architects to work with me. I know that I have other contractors to work with me. In fact, one contractor who is pretty well known, he said he can do that work for me. And I'm searching for a good architect to do the job. So my strength, quite frankly, my confidence has come through the source, which is coming in from you. I'm very happy about
is
that.
It, is it okay that I interject a couple of things? Now, when I remember, this particular program was called Mind Power for Success, Unblocking Limiting Beliefs, meaning releasing patterns in the mind that holds us back, or patterns, thought patterns that make us believe that we cannot do certain things. And I remember for you when we had a conversation and I talked about maybe the last couple of years, and you can tell me the exact numbers when I'm done, but I believe it was the last maybe 3 to 5 years where for some reason all of your projects seem to have come to a, either because of the economy or whatever, it could be a million other reasons. Mind you, I talk about it in Cosmic Accounting, that financial loss, what I have learned is, and I talk about Master Yogananda and how to be a success, and he talks about when the greatest nation on earth has a, meaning the United States, has a Great Depression and there's that much poverty, there are spiritual laws at work and not just financial laws are subject to divine law. Everything comes from the spirit first and the spiritual center, the higher mind. Then it comes to the communication center, the intellectual mind, then the fifth chakra. Then it comes into our heart to be received by humanity. Then we bring it down into our power center, our third chakra, and then we bring it into our relationships and our connections in the second chakra. And finally, on the first chakra level is material 3D level, earth level, where it condenses. So when you're working with construction and buildings, we have to literally take high spirit energy, the financial energy. We have a blueprint. Whether the project is going to cost $6.5 million or $9 million or however, costs and those factors are going to change based on estimates and things like that. Because in any project, we have to look at the financial blueprint. We have to look at material costs, labor costs. There's a lot there. But when we go back to the soul, to the very essence, I remember saying to you that if you do not decide to do this project, and at that time, this was 3 months ago, my prayer was, one, you know, God keep you alive, keep you healthy, keep you strong, keep you mentally strong, keep you physically strong, so that you can do this. My intention and my reason was that if you transition from this human life into the next birth with the mindset that you have failed, and this is spiritual and this is what I teach in this program, that it doesn't affect a lot of people that have had mental blocks and mind blocks. It's not because they did something in this body, in this life. It has come from 5, 6, 7 more lifetimes of an energy pattern that sustains that soul, that only a spiritual person that can see that can release them.